I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. The Ariana String Quartet is the quartet in residence at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. The ASQ opens its 15th season here, September the 5th at the Two Hill. The quartet features violinist John Magrosso and Julia Sakrava, violist Joanna Mendoza, and cellist Kurt Baldwin. Joanna Mendoza and John Magrosso join us now for a preview of the new season. Hello and welcome.
Thank you for having us.
First, congratulations on 15 years here in St. Louis.
Thank you very much.
Would you spend a minute, each of you, maybe, and reflect on these past 15 years here and what your experience has been?
Well, it's been really wonderful to play in St. Louis, to really get to know our audience and for our audience to get to know us. When we first started, we were playing at the Ethical Society and at the Sheldon Concert Hall, and those had very different audiences, and we were very pleased to be able to bring those audiences together at our new home, the Two Hill Performing Arts Center, and really to create a wonderful culture of chamber music at this wonderful new performing space. I think the first year for the Performing Arts Center might have been 2004. I might be wrong about that. But really, over the years, the way our audience has built, the way they've become so comfortable with us. One of my favorite parts of our concerts is our pre-concert sessions that we have with the audience, and where we can talk about our experience in preparing the music, a little bit of background about the music, maybe some of the ways that the pieces interact with each other. And we're so delighted that our audience is so comfortable in asking us questions at that time, or getting to know that they really want to know this behind-the-scenes background information. And I think that if I could point to any one thing that would show how far we've come and how much we've integrated ourselves into the community, into the performing arts scene here, it would really be those pre-concert sessions where we can get to interact and joke around a little bit with the audience and really create a wonderful sort of living room atmosphere before our concert starts.
Joanna, what about you? Any reflections on the last decade and a half?
It's really nice to have a home at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. It really allows us that personal experience with the audience. And I think also these smaller venues that are popping up around the city are also helping us and other groups cultivate this very intimate experience with audiences. And I think it's making a huge difference in the musical experiences that people are able to participate in around the city. And it's really exciting.
At the Two Hill, you perform in the Lee Theater, so the space suits you, does it?
Very well. It's a wonderful space that the sound has enough room to really blossom up and surround the audience very well. I think that most people's experience with chamber music is through recordings. And while that's a wonderful way to get to know the music, you do kind of take the sound and sort of squeeze it down into a wire, and then hopefully it's recreated by whatever sound system you happen to have. But really, to have the music created for you live in the space, there's just nothing like that feeling of the immediacy of it and the experience, the sort of surround sound experience. And the Lee Theater is a wonderful place to hear chamber music.
And Joanna, you've only been with the group 6 years or so, but John, just briefly, what was the history pre-St. Louis for the quartet?
Well, the quartet was formed in 1992 and studied a lot with various wonderful quartets, including the Vermeer Quartet, in different sort of mentorship programs. The quartet was teaching in Michigan before coming to St. Louis, but the quartet maintains a very active performing schedule and always has. Part of that includes some international touring. We've been to South Africa a couple of times. We go to Brazil to teach and perform every year, and in fact, we'll be going twice this year, so we're very excited about that.
Well, we're going to talk about your current season in just a moment, but you bring up Brazil.
Yes.
So why don't we hear some music? What did you bring with you?
Well, this is the first movement of a wonderful quartet that we got to know by a Brazilian composer that we hadn't known at all, named Oswaldo Lacerda. Here's the first movement to his string quartet number one.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Joanna Mendoza and John Magrosa of the Ariana String Quartet. Their new season begins September the 5th. They're also going to be doing a concert to benefit University City Children's Center, and we'll talk about that in just a couple of moments. And before we talk about these concerts individually, just generally, I'll start with you, Joanna. What were your thoughts when you were putting this season together?
Well, each concert features a late Beethoven quartet that is part of our recording project, mm-hmm. our ongoing recording project with Centaur Records. So that was part of the plan, as well as some collaborations that have been on our radar that we've been wanting to do for quite some time now. So we just tried to juggle those things. And our trip to Brazil every year to a festival in the south of Brazil with the wonderful oboist, Alex Klein, who runs the festival, and we've invited him here to join us for our second concert.
Let's start at the beginning then. Friday, September the 5th, that's Dynamic Duo, and you're doing some of the late string quartets of Beethoven's.
Yes, we're opening with the string quartet Opus 127, which is a fantastically regal quartet, dynamic and energetic, and the slow movement is just one of the most transcendent, really novels written for string quartet. It's one of my favorite pieces. And then we're also playing the Brahms clarinet quintet with Scott Andrews, the principal clarinetist from the St. Louis Symphony. And we're delighted to be having a few wind players in to collaborate with us this year.
I wanted to ask you about the string quartets, and maybe this is one of the things you'll be addressing in that pre-concert discussion. Those are considered great now, but at the time, Beethoven's contemporaries did not speak fondly of his work.
Well, they didn't speak that language, really. Beethoven was so forward-looking with his harmonies and with the way that he used the instruments to combine in different ways and to tell one story throughout the four instruments. I think it was very difficult for performers to understand the way what they were being asked to do as far as the roles that they were being asked to shift around. And then I think without that awareness, actually, it would be very difficult for the audiences to get much of a take on what mm-hmm. it is. They're very, very complex works in terms of the way the voices pass from one to another. And without a real awareness that takes a lot of time and devotion to the art of string quartets, without that awareness and skills, it really becomes difficult for the audience to figure out what's going on in those pieces.
It was with the Beethoven quartets that professional quartets really started blossoming and really started sprouting up. And prior to that, people had just kind of gotten together to play among friends and just kind of very in more of an ad hoc way. And the repertoire kind of suits that. But as it became much more complex and much more involved with Beethoven's works, especially throughout his life, it was so mandatory for that extra time to be put into the music.
Then your season continues November 7th mm-hmm. with Beethoven and Klein.
Yes, yes. Alex Klein is the former principal oboe of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. He's a Brazilian by birth, and he is the director of the festival that we attend at FIMUSC, is the acronym that stands for Festival of Music in Santa Catarina. And we're so delighted to direct a string quartet institute there where we work with young quartets from all over South America. And last year we had a group from South Africa come over to work with us too. And it's a wonderfully charged educational experience for the students. And we also get to perform a lot once we're there.
March 6th of next year, contemporary Beethoven?
We're performing the Grosse Fuge, which is, you know, this just immense tour de force that was supposed to be the last movement of Opus 130.
Right.
It's just, talk about so forward-looking with the harmonies and everything, that it's like vertigo, a 25-minute vertigo. And then we're playing the Schumann Piano Quintet with a wonderful young pianist, Einav Yarden. She's an Israeli pianist who's living in Berlin right now, and we're so excited to have her here. Also on the third program is a piece by Sofia Gubaidulina. She's an incredible Russian composer, who writes very evocative and expressive music that's also very thorny harmonically, but extremely just so interesting to listen to. And I think that our audiences will really enjoy it.
And then your season concludes May 8th of 2015 with Bold New World.
Yes, indeed. One of the pieces on that program is a Haydn quartet, which you would think, well, what can be bold and new about Haydn at this point? But I just dare you to hear this piece and not experience all of the boldness and newness of Haydn. This is a fantastic piece. Bartók's fifth quartet is just a wonderfully expressive architectural feat. And then finally, Beethoven's string quartet, Opus 132, is just one of the most eloquent expressions of humanity, really, that has ever come about through music.
So that's a look at your new season. Next Friday, though, you're doing something very special. It's Fairy Tales Come True. What's that about?
Well, it's a benefit for the University City Children's Center. They have a benefit concert every year to raise money for scholarship support. More than 55% of their families are receiving scholarship support. And the reason that that's so important is that it's been proven to be such an advantage for children to experience not only racial diversity, but economic diversity, to develop this sense of community across all sorts of divisions. There are families that have an income of $5,000. There are families that have an income of $200,000. And this tuition assistance program is really vital for this wonderful early childhood development facility.
Well, what will you be performing and who's on the bill with you?
We'll be performing a couple of pieces, a movement of Beethoven and a different movement, actually, from the Lacerda, which was played earlier. Also performing with us will be Melissa Brooks from the St. Louis Symphony, and Jane Price, a wonderful violinist who has played in Chicago Symphony and St. Louis Symphony, and also Ruth Price, a wonderful pianist who performs around and teaches at Webster University. One of the highlights of the concert each year is a story that Ruth selects and puts to music in the most wonderful way, and that alone is worth the price of admission, to hear the way she has integrated the music into this story. And there's always a wonderful musical surprise, too.
She has such a talent for that. I just enjoy it every year so much.
So the book will be shown on a large screen. I'll read it, and she will play the music that she's especially selected. The whole evening is about generosity and the spirit of giving. And that's a wonderful way for us as musicians also to share with the audience, to tap into the composer's generosity in sharing their fabulous vision of humanity.
Speaking of sharing, would you share some of your music with us before you go?
Sure, we'd be delighted to. This is the last movement of Beethoven's quartet, Opus 59, number 2.
The Ariana String Quartet opens its new season, 15th season, Friday, September 5th, at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center in the Lee Theater with Dynamic Duo. And then next Friday, they're performing at the Sheldon as part of a fundraiser for the University City Children's Center. And if you'd like more information about the season or about next Friday's event, please go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link and more information there. We've been talking with violist Joanna Mendoza and violinist John Magrosso. Thank you both for being here. Have a great season, and I don't know, maybe 15 more years here, huh?
Thank you so much.
Next week on Cityscape, we'll talk with soprano Elizabeth Futrell and composer Philip Lasser about their recording project, and join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he and the Legal Roundtable panelists will take a look at the legal issues surrounding the Ferguson shooting. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Erica Smith and Aaron Doerr. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening.